I like surprises on a Thursday because I didn't know that Kelsey Ballerini was going to be sitting across from me until about an hour ago.
Surprise!
Were you planning that? I mean, people are amazing like that.
Yeah, things like that are fun.
Are you having a good day in Chicago?
I am. It's cold. It's really cold.
This is the first time we've seen the sun in like 4 days, so I'm just going to credit Kelsey landing in Chicago, bringing the sunshine.
That's nice. Thank you.
First debut number one for a female in years. Sold out at Joe's Bar for tonight. You're on tour with Flats this summer. You got the female vocalist. You got new female vocalist of the ACM nominations. That does not suck.
There's a lot happening. Yeah, it's cool.
A lot of fun things.
Like ACM nominations, that's a new thing in my life.
Which one, if you can only pick one, new or female?
I would rather have new because I feel like...
Wow.
I
would have picked the other one.
I haven't earned female yet.
Okay.
I need to earn that
Come on. Yes, you have.
No, not compared to like Miranda and Carrie.
I don't know. You got a lot of fans who think you can sing.
Well, that's nice.
And we love you in Chicago. We think you can sing too.
Thank you.
One thing about Kelsey Ballerini that we've noticed a bunch is that you take amazing selfies and a ton of them.
Oh.
And they're all spectacular. And someone asked me a while ago, what does Kelsey do to take such great selfies?
It's all about the lighting. You have to go into natural light. Natural light's the best.
How's the lighting for in here today? Is it a little dark? I mean, I like the mood lighting a little down, but we have a lot of good Michigan Avenue daylight.
You have a nice window with natural light, and then you put the built-in filter on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a favorite filter that you use?
It's the one that's like kind of purpley. It's on the iPhone.
Because I know the names.
I think it's called Instant.
Okay.
All my tricks.
Your favorite Chinese order?
Oh my gosh, everything.
I mean, everyone's got a go-to order, like Penang curry is mine.
I'm a huge curry fan. I really like sweet and sour chicken, and I really like the things, I think they're called like crab ragoons.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the best.
Do you order from the same place every time?
No, because I'm never in the same place ever.
Okay, so that's the risk then. Aren't you worried that the crab rangoon is not going to be good at every place?
I'm not worried about that because it's fried and it's cream cheese and you just can't mess that up.
Last time you had to just pause and take it all in where you said, oh my God, this is my life.
The last time I did that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, I do that all the time. Probably the morning of ACM nominations.
But where were you when you found out?
I was going over to my friend's house because we were going to watch it together, but we were in a different time zone, so they had just been announced, and so I got it on my phone, like a text or a tweet or whatever.
And you're just at home, and you're like, oh my God.
I'm at home, and my Jamie's with my dog, and I'm like, Tibbs, your mom got nominated for an ACM, and he's just like looking at me.
Awesome. Yeah. A question I got from a fan a while ago, too. Your favorite cover song that you like to sing to let your fans hear you belt out?
Hotline Bling.
Mm.
If I really want to sing, I do Hotline Bling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we expect some good covers tonight at Joe's?
Yeah. Yeah.
Something that we might not expect to see from you?
I might even bring out some Hotline. I'm not sure.
Okay. Today's Throwback Thursday, your favorite throwback. You could hear it every day. You know every word. You love it. You sing at the top of your lungs. Doesn't matter.
Any Man of Mine, Shania Twain.
Oh, that's such a good one. Good. I just played Chattahoochee from Alan Jackson.
Oh, wait,
right. And I got Neon Moon from Brooks and Dunn coming up. A little Ronnie Dunn action. All right, the other question I had was hashtag squad goals. Okay, because there are women who are just jealous of you because they love you and they love your music and they love Taylor Swift. And then they see pictures of you guys talking about your cats. Like, do you get a text message from Taylor saying, hey, do you want to bake cookies? Come over. Like, how's that working?
So Taylor tweeted about my EP.
Long ago, right?
Before Love Me, I mean, maybe it was top 40, like way before it took on the life that it did. And
she's got a couple followers.
Yeah, just a few. And personally, like, she was my biggest influence and I just adore her. So I wrote her a letter and I had just gotten the masters for my album that was coming out like 2 months later. And I burned her a CD and I wrote her a letter and I sent it to her just saying like, hey, I love you. And a couple weeks later, she was like, I'm in Nashville, come hang out. And I was like, okay.
Okay, so, sure.
Yeah, we've been friends ever since and she's incredible.
And it's cool to have a mentor, maybe, who's now a friend.
It's very cool. It's happened twice with Hillary Scott and Taylor Swift are the two people that I waited in line to meet my first EMA Fest in Nashville. And now they're two of my friends.
Well, we love you in Chicago.
Thanks.
We've been playing Dibs almost every hour. Marcy doesn't know that, but sometimes I just play it twice in a row nobody notices.
You should do that.
The album is the first time, and we're going to see it at Joe's, and we're
I'll
huge fans. Kelsey Ballerini
Thank
on US 99.5.